You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner is with us this morning, and today he takes a look back at the Dust Bowl of the 1930s.
We hear a lot about global warming these days. Some would have us think that it's warmer than ever before. In fact, we really can't be sure because accurate weather record keeping is a relatively recent occurrence in history. The reason for this is that new methods of collection of climatic data have only been positioned in places where we are seeing these warm temperatures during the past several decades. Particularly in the 19th century, calculated data in the United States only existed where there were Army detachments with the Corps of Engineers. We may think it's been hot in the Red River Radio region over the last few years, but prior long-term weather patterns reveal much more traumatic times. The best case in point regionally is the Dust Bowl, which affected Oklahoma, Texas, and Arkansas in our region. When temperatures rose and the amount of precipitation fell, a climatic disaster occurred. The fertile cotton-growing areas of these states literally disappeared in the wind. During this period of time, coinciding with the years of the Great Depression, temperatures of 120 degrees were recorded in summer and were contrasted by bitter cold and blizzards in the winter. Great dust clouds billowed into the air, so black that they were foretold by swarms of birds flying to get out of their way. Movie footage and still photography reveals these sandstorms, reminiscent of what we might imagine from the Sahara Desert. As the fertile topsoil turned to dust as fine as talcum powder, the giant roiling masses of brown air rose thousands of feet into the air and drifted over the central plains, leaving much of the former fertile ground arid. There was no moisture to create rain clouds that would drop the dust back to earth. It was almost like a biblical plague. People suffered breathing problems. They wore bandanas over their noses and mouths when outside. They shoved towels and newspapers in the cracks around their doors and windows. And still, the dust storms came. In 1933, Boise City, Oklahoma, reported 139 of what they called dirty days. In much of Oklahoma, the climatic change affected not only the farmers and crops they grew, but the farm animals because forage disappeared. Without moisture in topsoil, the seeds could not take hold. Grass and hay became rare commodities. The result was economic devastation in a region already experiencing the Great Depression. The photographs from the Dust Bowl show people who are so dust-covered that it is difficult to identify their race. Because food was scarce, the bleak photographs reveal the horrors of near starvation and consumptive illnesses. Perhaps the most telling is their eyes, that often reveal a profound destitution and hopelessness. Although Oklahoma is most often cited as the center of the Dust Bowl, the climatic oddities extended northwest from Texas to Colorado and east from Kansas to Arkansas. Weather systems picked up the dust clouds and moved the material tens of thousands of feet into the air, some pushing to the east and northeast, depositing their contents as far away as New York City and Washington, D.C. Huge numbers of people abandoned their farms and moved to places where they believed there would be both economic and physical safety. The most common destination was Southern California, in a mass migration made famous by John Steinbeck in The Grapes of Wrath. The 9 years of devastation between 1930 and 1938 were a time of tremendous heat, extensive drought, an unbearable cold that changed the fabric of society in ways that had never been imagined. The result is measured in human terms. Where Western states were forced to accept new populations that they did not want, and the farming regions from Texas to Kansas suffered grave economic consequences. The Dust Bowl demonstrated that weather, too, can influence history and prove that weather, like history, matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport, and he comes our way every Tuesday morning at 7:35. Morning Edition continues here in a moment on Red River Radio.